What if they get, say, they claim they get into a house, they say the house is handled? You believe in those things?
Not very much. I never seen nothing so far.
I ain't seen one either. I don't think I'd like to.
I know I would.
Say, just on an average day, if you met a friend of yours walking along the sidewalk, what would you say to him, you know, just to greet him?
I'd say, hello, how are you?
And what if somebody asked you that, what would you say in return?
I'd say, I'm fine. How are you?
Would you ever say anything to a stranger, maybe anything at all, if you met him on the street?
Yes, sometimes you meet a stranger. I have met strangers and introduced myself to them.
What exactly do you say?
I tell them, if a person looked like that they were all right, I'd say, my name's Tommy. It might be yours. And we'll start a conversation with you.
Well, you're talking about greeting people. How would you greet somebody around December the 25th?
Happy Christmas. Happy Christmas gift.
Say Christmas gift?
Christmas gift.
Yeah. You know, I've never heard that from anybody other than my grandmother.
Sure enough.
Every on Christmas morning, when she'd see us, it's kind of a game.
Uh-huh.
The first, when you saw somebody else for the first time,
uh-huh,
you're supposed to say Christmas gift before they said it to you.
Right, yeah. Right.
Is that the way you do it?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
You don't hear that a lot anymore.
No, you don't.
What about January the 1st? What do you say to people?
New Year's. New Year's Eve, New Year's gift, something like that. Mm-hmm. I'll sometimes say, I ain't seen you since last year.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You say, if somebody has done you a favor, you might say, well, I sure am much.
Make it black.
And if you have to go downtown to get some things, you say, you have to go downtown to do some
shopping.
And if you buy something, the storekeeper say, took a piece of paper and
wrapped it up.
And when you got home, you
unwrapped it.
So if a store is selling things for less than what they paid for them, you say they're selling
at a low price. Reduced price.
Maybe selling at a loss.
And that's right. Selling at a loss.
If you see something that you like, but it's just too expensive, you might say, well, I'd like to get that, but it just
too high.
Or just cost
too much. Yeah.
And you say that when it's time to pay the bill is
due.
And if you're in the club, every so often you have to pay your
dues.
If you want to buy a new car and you don't have enough cash on hand, you might go to your banker and try to
borrow some money.
And he might say, well, I'd like to make the loan, but nowadays money's mighty
tight.
Sure is.
That's right.
Say, if you were going swimming, a person might run down the springboard and go in like this. You say he was going to
die.
And if he did it yesterday, you say yesterday he...
He died.
And he has...
Same
thing. Yeah. What, and when he gets in the water, he begins to
swim.
Yeah. And if he did it yesterday, you said he
swam.
Right. And he has.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever seen anybody go in the water and land flat on their stomach and make a loud popping noise?
Right.
You say he did what?
Let's see, what you call that? Belly whopping.
Right. You ever done that?
No, I never have. I always try to keep doing that. That's kind of hard on me.
It stings.
That's right.
Burns a little bit. Mm-hmm. Say, if a child is playing out in the front yard, he might tuck his head between his legs and then kick out his feet and go over like that?
Mm-hmm.
You say he did what?
Call that somersault.
Somersault.